Superintendent of Park City Schools Imber Conley says that with schools in the district starting and finishing at three different times, it presents a significant challenge to implement teacher training and collaboration, especially at the secondary level.
And it also gets into the cost of how much we're spending with professional development and the different contract times to be able to pull them out. And the different bell schedules for our parents. And being able to have, I mean, we have families, of course, that have several children in different buildings, and it's management is hard for that.
The end of day bell at Ecker Hill Middle School rings at 3:40, while Treasure Mountain Junior High and Park City High School finish at 2:25. District elementary schools get out at 3:05 p.m. The district has long considered changing school start times to accommodate the circadian rhythms of teens, with research suggesting that the biology of teenagers would be better served by starting school later. But each time the district has surveyed families, student schedules, and after-school extracurricular activities trump students' preference for starting school later. That said, many students in their final year or two of high school opt for a parent release from first period if their schedule allows. But now the district is researching moving to a two-bell schedule for purposes related to teachers, not students. While Conley hasn't yet said what the specific schedule changes would be, it has been established the district would need more buses, more bus drivers, and a revamp of the current bus routes. Business manager Todd Hauber says the district would need at least three additional routes to make the switch. Hauber presented a cost of some $700,000 for three additional routes. That would include the cost for three additional buses of $480,000 plus some $228,000 for the operation. Conley says the costs would likely be less than that.
I always believe in putting higher numbers on things because then when it comes back at a lower number, it makes really everyone happy. But looking at the number of buses that we would need, it would be a cost of about $600,000 in capital. And then looking specifically at our routes and efficiency of our bus drivers and our bus routes and the databases that we're using, it would cost probably anywhere from $150,000 to $200,000 extra a year to be able to do the two schedules.
The non-cost considerations are still being reviewed. Those include travel time, rescheduling start and end times for school, recruitment of additional drivers, planning of bus stops, and maintenance and fueling schedules. There's also a potential of school kids having to spend more time on the school bus, up to 54 minutes each way. Conley says the district could be more efficient, but that still won't lessen the time for kids to spend on their daily commute.
Some of our buses right now only have, let's say, 15 to 20 kids, and we have a capacity of 68 available for them on a bus. So there's some efficiencies that we need to take care of.
That's Park City Schools Superintendent Imber Conley. The district is still weighing whether the overall benefits to teacher collaboration and development would outweigh the costs. I'm Lynn Ware-Peek, KPCW News.